morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm wonderful, thank you. Hopefully you are also.
I am, yes.
Has joined.
You. Good morning. Start momentarily. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa Gedulat Shemincha Tatir Serura Alephet Kimel Yutak Sadi. The sequence connects us to Ahavat Hinam, unconditional love, and is one of the 72 names of God, Bav Shin Resh, which deals with memories of previous lives. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbeinu Tahareinu No Ra Kufre Chayan Sin Tet Nun. These six letters spell the word Ra Satan, Terab Satan. The same letters
has
can
joined.
Be rearranged to spell Sha'ar Katan, small gates, and reminds us to guard our gates, our eyes, ears, nose, and mouth, which are the entry point for the negative system. The letters of the month of Kislev are Samech, that created the constellation Sagittarius, which is the archer, the rainbow, the arrow. And the Gimel that created the planet Tzedek, the planet of justice, the planet Jupiter. Together, the Samach and the Gimel connect to the name of Hashem in the frame of Bina, which is Olam Haba, the world that is coming. The permutation for the name of Hashem that we will utilize today, being Rosh Chodesh Kislev, Wayo hey hey, 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 Wayo hey hey. Na gibor dorshe yehudcha kevavat shamrem. Nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. The first three letters have a gematria of 57, which is the same as the Hebrew word zan, which means parnasa or sustenance. Sustenance is the fulfillment of your desires. Yud Kaf Shin is a healing sequence that allows us to take any part of our body that needs healing, to take it out, to rejuvenate it, to heal it, to restore it, and then to return it to the body where it will again do its job as it was created to do perfectly. Barchem tacharem rachame sikadcha tamid gamlem betet resh sadi taf gimel. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Netzach and its essence of eternity, eternal victory. Hasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Tet Kuf Bet Tet Nun Ayin. This sequence connects to the Sefirot Hod and its essence of appreciation, thankfulness, and gratitude. Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimel Amid Pei Zayin Kuf. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Yesod and its essence of creativity, creation, sexuality, and its literal definition of foundation. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot. This sequence, Shin Kufav Tzadi Yutav, connects to the Sefirah of Malchut and its essence of manifestation. The first two letters, Shin and Kuf, have a gematria of 400, representing the four worlds times 10 Sefirot within 10 Sefirot. The last four letters have the same gematria as the first verse and connects to Ahavatinam, unconditional love. And we learn from this that the path to completion, which is ultimately perfection, requires us to inject unconditional love in each of our lives.
Has joined.
In the Anabekoach, we say in a whisper. Today we are connecting to the third Aliyah, which we will start with the L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud Kudshabarichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urkimu Udhilu Udhilu Urkimu Le'akba L'Shem Yudhe Bavavhe V'Yichuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael. The third Aliyah consists of chapters 26 of Genesis, verses 13 to 22. This is a total of 10 verses. And we know the 10 connects to the 10 Sefirot. Verse 13. Vayigdal ha'ish vayelech haloch v'gadel ad ki gadal meod. Vayhi lo mikne tzon umikne vakar v'avuda rabav v'aykantu oto pelishtin v'kol ha-be'erot asher ha'atru avdei aviv bimei avraham aviv sitmum Belishtim v'malum afar. V'yomer Abimelech el Yitzhak lech me'imanu ki atzamta mimenu me'od. V'yelech misham Yitzhak v'yichan v'nachal gerar V'yeshev sham, v'yashav Yitzhak, v'yachpor et ha'peirot, ha'mayim asher afru bimei Avraham aviv, v'asatmum pelishtim acharei mot Avraham. Vayikra lachen shemot ka shemot asher kara lachen Mayim Chaim. Vayarivu Roe Gerar Im Roe Yitzhak Lemor Lanu Hamayim Vayikra Shem Habe'er Esek Ki Hidasku Imo Vayachperu Be'er Acharet Vayarivu gamalecha vayikra shema sitna vayatek misham vayachpor be'er acheret v'lo ravu alecha vayikra shema reho Vayomer ki ata hirchiv Adonai. Vayohe adanu yo yoaheda wanu heyo. Lanu farinu varets. And the English translation. Starting with verse 13. And the man became great, and he grew constantly greater until he had grown very great. The basic question that is asked by every commentator on this verse, what is the meaning of these three levels of greatness? Verse 14, and he had possessions of sheep and possessions of cattle and much production, and the Philistines envied him. Why did we need to say possessions twice? And all the wells that his father's servants had dug in the days of Abraham, his father, the Philistines stopped them up and filled them with earth. And the question that is asked here, water is very much needed in the land of the Philistines, which is today Gaza. It's a dry area. It's moving into the Sinai Desert. They need water. So why would they cut off their nose to spite their face and stop up wells? Verse 16. And Abimelech said to Isaac, "Go away from us, for you have become much stronger than we." Doesn't Abimelech have an agreement with Abraham for three generations, his children and his grandchildren? Does that agreement not apply to Isaac? And Isaac went away from there, and he encamped in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac again dug the wells of water which they had dug in the days of his father, Abraham, and the Philistines had stopped them up after Abraham's death, and he gave them names like the names that his father had given them. And Isaac's servants dug in the valley, and they found there a well of living waters. And the shepherds of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's shepherds, saying, "The water is ours." So he named the well Esek, contended with him. And they dug another well, and they quarreled about it also. So he named it Sitna. And he moved away from there, and he dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he named it Rehoboth. And he said, "For now the Lord has made room for us, and we will be fruitful in the land." One of the questions or one of the answers is the relationship between Abraham and Isaac is really important because Abraham represents he's a chariot for Chesed and Isaac is a chariot for Gevura. And when we read the limited stories about Isaac that we have in the Torah versus the more numerous stories about Abraham that we have in the Torah, we see that Isaac duplicated the life of Abraham. Not completely duplicated, because, as I said, there's more numerous stories about Abraham. But Isaac's task was to drill water, to connect to water. But water is Chesed. Water is Torah. So why would the Gevura connection need to be with water? And this understanding that Isaac's life duplicated Abraham's, it's really important to understand that. Because of the relationship between Gevura and Chesed, we are taught very clearly in the Torah, our role is to do Chesed. But Chesed always needs to be balanced with restraint, so that you don't do too much Chesed that you add to someone's bed of shame. The next prayer in our discussion and teaching is the prayer for going to the bathroom. But what's more important to discuss before we do that, and we won't go into it in detail today, is that there is a prayer immediately following the prayer of going to the bathroom. And that prayer, or that paragraph, is Elohai Neshama. That paragraph can never be separated from the last word of the prayer of going to the bathroom. Why is it important never to separate these two paragraphs, these two prayers? Because one connects to Chokhmah and one connects to Bina. When we discuss, hopefully tomorrow, or soon, we will discuss the prayer of going to the bathroom and how important it is for that prayer to be said when you have a bowel movement, when you urinate. It needs to be said 100 times a day. But it cannot be separated the first time you say it in the day. You must say this Elohai Neshama. And when you say Neshama, Nun shin mem he. You need to intersperse or intertwine the letters of your name in that word neshama. Now you know that neshama means soul. But it's not your soul that it represents. It represents the soul of Adam. And when you intertwine your name's letters with the letters of Neshama, you are reconnecting to Adam before the sin. And if you have part of your tikkun is to make a tikkunim or a tikkun for the sin of Adam and Chava, then by putting your name, intertwining your letters of your name with Neshama, you are making that connection. And you're essentially reconnecting to Adam, so you're not separated from Adam. We have to understand that in order to return to the endless world, we cannot be separated from Adam. Because it is Adam that is the endless vessel, manifested in the physical frame. And it is extremely important to make this connection each day. We don't really have enough time the rest of today to go over these two paragraphs. But just one thing to realize, when we talk about the prayer for going to the bathroom, there are 45 words in that prayer. The Ari tells us there's 45 words. And when people were starting to look at the writings of the Ari, they would look in the Siddurim and they would count 44 words. Because one was dropped over the centuries. It's not that the word was dropped. This is how Satan works. I think I have mentioned this before, but I will today. If we go back to the written documents, printed documents of 500 years ago, in the 1500s, just as this printing press is being developed, we will see written in the written documents prior to that, and in the early parts of the printing of a siddur or the printed documents of the writings of various tzaddikim, we see the name Yud Dalet Vav Dalet. And you say to yourself, what does that mean? And you eventually come to understand that that's what the name they used for Yud Hey Vav Hey. They didn't want us to say Yud Hey Vav Hey. They didn't want to make that connection. So they hid the name behind the letter Dalet, behind the door. Yud Dalet Vav Dalet. Yud Dalet is 14. It's the number of components of your hand. It's King David. Vav Dalet is a gematria of 10. Yud Dalet Vav Dalet is a name associated with the 10 Sephirot of manifestation, of kingdom, of Malchut. But that's not the point of this discussion. It's now 500 years later, and for the last couple of hundred years, the writings all said Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Why did they change the letter from Dalet to Kuf? The letter Kuf is a double agent, is the way it's described in the Kabbalah set. What is it, a double agent? What is the meaning of that? The Kuf is the only letter that goes below the line. And by going below the line, it feeds the negative system. But not too much energy that the negative system can break out of its location. Not too much energy, just enough to keep it alive. But not too much energy to strengthen it. So why do we say Yud-Kei Vav-Kei? Because every time we say that, we're feeding it energy. But if we say Yud-Dalet Vav-Dalet, we're not. On a simple level, Yud-Dalet Vav-Dalet looks up. Yud-Kei Vav-Kei looks down. Why did this change take place? And the answer is, this is the tool of Satan. He insinuates himself into your house. What was the sin of Adam and Chava? They ate from the tree of knowledge, good and evil, from the fruit of the tree of knowledge, good and evil. When you eat something, you put it into your body. This is the tikkun. This is the sin of Adam and Chava, was injecting selfishness into the body. And this is how the Satan works. He went to Eve and seduced her in this respect of eating from the fruit of the tree of knowledge, good and evil. This is what we do. This is what Satan does. And we have to be on the lookout to recognize it, or you end up with Yud-Kei Vav-Kei and not even realizing that you've been seduced again. And if you try and read it Yud-Dalet Vav-Dalet, you're going to find a resistance within you. You can break through that resistance, but it is quite difficult. Does anyone have any questions? Rosh Chodesh Tov. Have a beautiful day. We have three more classes today. One is at 11 a.m. AM West Coast time, which will be the study of the book of Joshua. One will be a deep Zohar class at 4:30, and the other will be the writings of the Ari at 7 p.m. These are all West Coast times. Shalom to all. Kodesh Tov to all. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.